I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
I don't have any announcements today, but, well, actually I do. We got a letter today from AWC, our Risk Management for our insurance, and he's concerned that we haven't signed or agreed to the insurance for the year. So maybe later on in the meeting we could talk about that with the full council and see if we want to bring that back, because they don't want to wait till the end of the year to us to get insurance. So it's time for public comments. Persons wishing to address council may step up to the podium and state their name and city of residence. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Leslie?
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. And it has been a long week. Seems like it was just yesterday, but it was actually just the day before yesterday. We were all here. I am happy to see that this meeting is starting out in a much more cordial manner than the continuation of the November 17th meeting. And I hope that that continues. There have been, as I've been coming to the council meetings, several things of legislation, articles of legislation that have gone to committee meetings for review. Some have come back, some have not. And I would actually like to request from the committee chairs at the November or at the December 15th meeting a listing or a discussion of the articles of legislation that are still in your committee and what action is expected or anticipated on them. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Gary?
Yeah. Okay, just a comment and a suggestion that we try to adjourn by 9 p.m. because I feel that if we don't get it done by then, we probably aren't going to, and going on until 10 or later is wasting everybody's time. That's all. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Judy?
On November 22nd, there was a regional transportation summit, first one in Issaquah. I was emailed the information. He's like, the goal, I really wanted to go, but I had already had other obligations and I couldn't go. The summit was called by Issaquah's Mayor Fred Butler to focus on transportation needs. And there's kind of north and south of 99 and 99, and most I think on the east side of King County. There were a lot of other people who planned to attend. It was kind of an amazing list. One of them was King County Executive Jack Constantine. There were Washington State legislators that are planning to go. People from Washington State Department of Transportation, representatives from
my ears are weird. Oh, hello. Never mind about the ears. Sound Transit people were there, and Puget Sound Regional Council had representatives there too. The public was invited. Also, besides the Issaquah's mayor, there were mayors invited from the city of Bellevue, from Mercer Island, Renton, Sammamish, and I noticed Maple Valley and Covington mayors also. And at that point I thought, okay, now let's see where is Black Diamond. And Black Diamond was not mentioned. so our mayor was not invited. At least, I thought so, but I didn't know. So I emailed her, and I asked her if she had been invited, because this is astounding to me, considering where we're going with the growth in this city. And we asked her if she would have time to attend. She reported at the mayor's report at our last meeting that she did go, as well as Councilmember Edelman and Councilmember Deedy also went, which was terrific. But I didn't know until that was given at the meeting, which is, no, never mind, although I was really hoping that somebody would be able to go, because transportation is one of the key things that the people in this city and in the areas surrounding this and all of Southeast County are concerned about, especially with, of course, the MPDs that are planned for the city. The first time it began, apparently, because I was not there, but I've had summaries from other people who had attended, with mostly a focus on the Issaquah-Hobart Road. And I understand that that would not be of great interest to some of the other mayors, although the transportation issue itself should be of concern. As we already know, commute times are much longer in our area in many directions than they ever have been, and we haven't even begun with the first people who will move to housing here because of the MPDs. In the Hobart Road, too, is already a concern for Black Diamond, because there are a lot of people out of Black Diamond using the Hobart Road to get to other places, east, north, and south. And my understanding, because I'm no longer that much of a commuter, is that it is really, really a traffic problem, even into Front Street in Issaquah. And so that's probably the reason that that mayor of Issaquah, Fred Butler, called a meeting to have a focus for the area. I want to thank you, Mayor Benson, for going, and you other two council members who went. I do understand why the other three of you were not able to attend very much, but the fact that all three of you went was really awesome to me, and I want to encourage you to please continue to go. Unfortunately, this isn't going to be something where there's going to be a meeting every week or every month, but it looks like there's going to be a meeting in the spring. I don't even know if the date has been set yet, but I hope that you will consider going. I also hope that you will do whatever you can to do testing for traffic in the city, as well as the close outlying areas as the city goes forward.
Your time is up.
Thank you. In fact, thank you. Please protect us from that traffic.
Kristen?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Kristen Bryant, Bellevue, Washington. Tonight, I want to comment on, I wanted to let you know that, is that a buzz?
Come back,
is it? Do I need to stand back further? Can you hear me okay? In October, I was... I sent in comments on three development projects that were processed by the city staff. These were the Roberts Drive improvements, Rock Creek Bridge, the Yarrow Bay water main that'll go over through Roberts Drive, and Yarrow Bay sewer pipe as well that'll take sewage from the cleared area on the Auburn Black Diamond Road out of town. Everyone agrees that development projects are a big issue in Black Diamond, and the rules and standards by which the city processes them should be very strict and held, you know, we've heard it said their feet should be held to the fire. My comments included things like the Rock Creek Bridge. The city has a map identifying it in a floodplain, but there were no specific mentions of mitigations for this in the environmental documents. There was a requirement in one of the documents that a tree inventory be made, and there was no tree inventory made available with the documents that were in the project for comment. Ginder Creek is a stream along Roberts Drive that's right near where I grew up, and they'll be doing work within maybe, you know, a few feet of that stream. So my comment was, it seems that there should have been specific plans to protect the creek in the environmental documents, and I couldn't find any. The bridge, the Rock Creek Bridge, had a possibility or likelihood, I guess, of being closed at certain times to traffic going both directions. My parents live where I grew up in the old part of town, but as we all know, the fire station and the emergency response is over on the way to Covington and the Lake Sawyer kind of side of town. And so I commented that there didn't seem to be any special plans for making sure that emergency response times were adequate to the old part of town during a bridge closure. I asked for acknowledgement of my comments. It took a week to even mention that they were received. I never received any response from the city staff. King County was one of the places I contacted when doing my research. The gentleman there in wastewater, you know, and I've heard this before, made it clear that all comments to a public agency need to be responded to, but I received nothing. When the projects were withdrawn by the city staff, I was not notified.
Your time is up.
And I think that this is a straight grant project, and when it needs to be redone, it's costing us all time and money, and it's a problem.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
Bob?
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I'm going to fumble with my iPhone for a moment, and that's okay if the clock runs. In the meeting of the 29th, Council Member Morgan made a lengthy statement. Part of that statement, she said that if I can find this, since the council has never approved their contract, referring to Kenyon Deason, and voted to inform them that they are not the city attorney, the rules of attorney-client privilege do not apply. I thought that was a remarkable statement. And I didn't pick it up immediately at the meeting. I got it from the recording. If the three members, Morgan, Pepper, and Weber, believe that they are free to release any information that's marked confidential from the city attorney, I think they should say so. Let's bring it out in the open, and let's identify which confidential documents from the city attorney that they feel free are to disclose to other parties. If it's in order, if you can do this, I would like to get an index of those documents where attorney-client privilege has been breached. I'd like to get an index of those and copies of them. Don't want to put you to too much work, Brenda, but I think this is pretty serious. If the city attorney cannot depend upon confidentiality of his communications. Thank you.
Judy?
Judy Baxley, Black Diamond. I just wanted to say that I would appreciate if the mayor would stay on topic and to conduct the meeting properly. And also if the if the council members, Jane Edelman and Tammy Didi, would stop rattling on with comments that are derogatory to the majority council members, then the meetings would be shorter, not as long as they've been running. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Chrissy?
Hi, Christine Hansen, Black Diamond. Wow, that is loud. First of all, I'd like to thank the mayor and council members. You guys have done a lot, and the budget is balanced. I hope it passes tonight. I hope you all can come to an agreement that it's very important that we move forward with process. And it's interesting that some people think that you guys are being derogatory. It shocks me, because I've been coming here, and last time I was here, there was a 16-year-old friend of my son's, and he stood up here, and he was appalled at the way the council was acting and bickering and not coming into agreement. And quite frankly, Pat Pepper went off that night rambling over the mayor, and you were out of order. So let's try to get through this so that we can move forward. And as far as growth and the traffic, we can point fingers and blame everybody, but it comes down to the state mandated growth. And I watch them budget money for transportation, and it all goes to Seattle and I-5 and 405. None of it comes out here. We don't get a dime. We need to go together and fight to get what we deserve. And that's better roads and better transportation. One of the worst things that ever happened was Ron Sims making the rails to trails. Because now we have no rails. They're just trails. Biking is great, but that doesn't move mass people. So we need to fight for the state to get people what we deserve. And if they're going to make us do stuff, then we need to make them held accountable to give us what we deserve out here, and that's transportation and funding.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment session. I would accept a motion for the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. Councilmember Morgan.
Similarly to my request to pull the consent agenda, I would like to, I won't be able to accept this consent agenda. I would need to pull the whole thing for the same reasons that I had before, because I haven't had a chance to go over the documentation for the vouchers. But particularly, I'd like to pull 44-144, the Kenyon Dyson voucher. This firm is not authorized to perform legal services for Black Diamond and is not the city attorney. Do I have a second?
Second.
You didn't make a motion.
Well, I'll move. I so move.
And you don't have to make a motion to separate out the claim checks. You don't have to make a motion. You can just say that you want to separate the claim checks out.
Well, that particular one, but all of them, because like I said before, on Tuesday, I like to pull the whole consent agenda today.
Okay. Oh, including the minutes?
Yes.
Oh, then you will have to make a motion.
So I'd like to make a motion to pull the whole consent agenda, including the minutes and the claim checks.
Until?
Second.
Until?
Until.
Well, there's already a motion and a second on the floor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but go ahead. Until when?
So I'm not certain how this is going to work out. I'm hoping to get in to see the vouchers maybe on Monday, which would be my usual day. But I'm not ready to make that statement yet, formally. It would certainly be my intention to be ready before the next regular meeting with these.
However. Was there a second?
Yeah. I seconded one thing, he seconded another, so I'm not quite sure where we are.
Councilmember Deedy?
So I have a huge concern here. We have one council member that states that they have not done their homework again, and that this one council member wants to hold up the process because they didn't do their homework. Is that the feeling of the full council? It's not my feeling. I did my homework. I went in and talked to May today about these. So is it also that nobody else went in and talked, that you haven't done your homework? Or what's the purpose of holding it up because one person hasn't done their homework? It would certainly be helpful for me to understand. Or is it just that we just back one person and say, well, you didn't do your homework, so we're not going to pass any legislation today because you didn't do anything? Is that how we go now? So I would like that answer, and I'm assuming that whether you're on their side or whoever's side, everybody deserves that answer.
Mayor?
Yes, we do. Councilmember Edelman?
Well, I want to piggyback on that, too, because there, you know, we all recognize that the majority is in lockstep. If one person makes a motion, the other two will fall right in line. OPMA violations come to mind. We all get the information, the packet material for these meetings, at the same time. It is our responsibility as elected officials to do our homework, to come to this meeting prepared. If you want to postpone the consent agenda, even though it irritates the heck out of me, you have the right to do that. But you also have a right for your fellow council members, the respect for the mayor, to say, I will bring this back on this date certain at this meeting and move on. Don't just come in and say, well, I don't have my calendar. I can't do this right now. Maybe I'll get it done by the 15th, but maybe I won't. That's not doing your job here. You've got a responsibility. Look at this room. This room is three-quarters, two-thirds full. These folks deserve an answer. The folks that listen, because there's a lot of our citizens that can't come to the meetings that listen to the audio, they deserve an answer. They're the ones that voted for you folks. You owe them and us as fellow council members an answer to these questions.
This agenda was published on Tuesday, 11/22, because of the holidays. So it's been out
there
a long time.
And, well, may I add one more thing, just as a follow-up, too? I also met with the finance director last week on the vouchers. We went through line item by line item, like we do every 2 weeks, the week before the actual meetings. May Miller is always available. All you have to do is pick up the telephone and make an appointment.
Councilmember Weber.
Well, as far as myself, I would support postponing to at least the next scheduled meeting, because I don't think it's a matter of not doing homework like we're always, you know, kind of getting.
She says she didn't.
Well, it's not the first time, but that's beside the point. I think it's a matter of being thorough and making sure that if we're approving the consent agenda and the claim checks or minutes, that they're properly gone through and we have full understanding of what it is we're signing for.
Mayor.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I agree that we should all have our ducks in a row and know what's going on. But we shouldn't sit behind one council member and say, well, she doesn't know what she's doing yet, so we're going to sit here and wait for her to catch up. She needs to do her job. If you haven't done it, then say, I haven't gone through these vouchers yet. Don't just say, because Councilmember Morgan hasn't done her job yet, she stated it at Tuesday's meeting. She didn't go through the vouchers then. So I'm just saying that we all need to do our job. And if one member hasn't done it, it should not hold up the city's process to get things done. It should be four council members saying, shame on you for not doing it. We're going to start and we're going to vote on these vouchers because we've done our job.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, one other comment, too. I want the audience, excuse me, I have the floor. It needs to be noted that two of the council members, and it's Morgan and Weber, are the finance committee. Now, wouldn't you think it would be their responsibility to be on top of what's going on in our finance department? So, and I would ask the audience to tone down your comments, because this is the meeting of these folks up here. You have your opportunity at the end of the meeting to come back during the public comment period and voice your comments. But it's really, it's hard for us up here when we're trying to actually have a dialogue such as it is, when we're getting pot shots from the audience. So I would appreciate it if you guys would kind of just tone it down a bit. Thank you.
Councilmember Weber?
As far as myself, I have looked at some of the vouchers. I still have some more questions that I need to do some more looking at, and that's why I'm saying that I support postponing this. It's not a matter of not doing my homework. It's a matter of trying to be thorough and make sure my questions are answered. So Eric is not the only one up here tonight who would like to have that postponed due to more questions.
Councilmember Morgan?
And for the audience, I'd just like to clarify just a little tiny bit. One of the things that I do when I go through the vouchers is I go through and look at them, and I pick out anything that isn't completely, totally clear what was purchased and why it was purchased. And then in order to investigate that, I go and look at the supporting documents with the city and rest my mind, assure my mind about that, and make notes about it. And then we have our budget and finance committee meeting where we talk about those things with the public who comes to our budget and finance committee meeting, and so that we can, as a whole, know that our money is being spent the way the citizens intend it to be spent. And I just think that this is the process that is the process that will assure the public that we're doing the right thing with their money.
So there's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
So which motion?
Yeah, what's the motion?
The first one to pass it.
So the acceptance motion goes first. We call for the vote. Okay, so
the main motion
is to accept the consent agenda from Edelman and Didi. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, the second motion is to postpone. Is that the correct word that you wanted to use? But postpone would be the correct word. Postpone the consent agenda to a date uncertain.
To a date uncertain, and I'm hoping to get both of these consent, the vouchers for both of these consent agendas for this meeting and also for last Tuesday's meeting at the same time.
And the minutes, that's part of the consent agenda.
The minutes are a separate issue. I want to pull the minutes that are included in this. Those are the minutes for November 10th and November 17th. There are several things I need to check with them.
Well, the motion was to pull the consent agenda, which would be both of those items. Is that
right.
Correct?
That's correct.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Those in all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Wait. Could we state this again, please?
No. We already just took a vote. You can't redo.
Excuse me. But I did not vote. I need to hear the motion again, please.
Oh, at that point, it's a tie vote. She didn't vote.
Well, you can't leave it at
time. No, point of order.
point of order.
Wait a minute. Mayor, I would
like to vote, but I need to hear what the motion is, please.
Maybe you should pay attention.
Well, I am. So could I please hear the motion again?
The motion made by Erica Morgan was to postpone the consent agenda to an uncertain date.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No. Still no.
Okay, we have two public hearings tonight. The first one is an ordinance regarding the pass-through sewer rate increase. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Council, Mayor, audience. Tonight is the first public hearing on the King County Metro pass-through sewer rate increase. Every 2 years, the King County Metro Council adjusts their rates. They send out about a 10-year forecast ahead of time stating what they think the 2-year rate increase will be. The rate actually came in lower than what they had projected last time. The last rate increase we had was in 2015. The King County Metro Sewer encompasses from Woodinville down to Pacific, Seattle, all the cities, and it takes all the sewer where we connect into the public sewer line, takes, transmits it, and treats it. And we all the cities pay into that, and we all pay the same rate. Residential rate. The rate increase they're proposing is $2.19 a month. It will go from $42.03 to $44.22 for a resident. That rate increase then helps pay all their future costs. I think the next rate increase will be slightly less than that as they're finally getting some of their bigger costs and treatment plants, I think, upgraded. It looked like it would be 2.5% next time. And this time it's 5.2%. There is also a second piece that I noted in here, but it isn't part of the motion. The city also has in place an ordinance 13107 that says every year we have an inflationary increase on the city's piece of the rate, and that is 28 cents a month. So the inflation remains low. Our rate goes from $20.23 to $20.51 per resident. The city piece, for if you're a lifeline disabled citizen, will be half of that amount. This rate increase is just a public hearing tonight to get public input, but it's really time sensitive because we really need to have it in place by December 15th because we have to get into the computer system, change all the people's rates so they'll be in effect in January, so when we bill in January, because Metro doesn't care whether we get that in place in time or not. They bill us and we pay. And so we need to have that money in the bank so that we can cut the check. Our monthly fee, every month we bill the citizens. King County bills us, and the vouchers that tonight were not paid was the Metro payment of $44,000, which was our monthly fee for last month's sewer. So that it's on the December 15th agenda to be adopted. Are there any questions?
Oh, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure if this is something that you can answer or not, but one of the things this is to recover cost of operating their collection system.
Yes, it's their collection system.
So their collection system, it says, which takes the sewer from each area through their treatment process.
Right.
So is that internal to them? I mean, I tried to look through their material and I couldn't figure out whether it was internal to them or if it was a collection system like the sewer pipeline that goes between cities, or what exactly
it's
that
the
was.
King, their Metro King County sewer lines that go to all cities and then go
okay,
into
so
their treatment.
So it's the broader sewer lines.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and all cities share equally, every resident shares equally in maintaining that.
Okay.
Yes.
That was one question. And then another question I had, just to get an idea, the sewer collection, is the total amount of the sewer money that comes in, does the city get some kind of a handling fee on that?
No.
Okay, so the total amount.
Yes.
There's no administration that
no.
the city gets.
No. We have a utility tax.
But we have the city fee that we pay, that's the $20.51.
There's a city side of the rate that pays for our own, you know, our own pieces, making sure that our sewer lines are safe and
all that.
The INI and all that pays for our staff. But the Metro piece, 100% goes to Metro with no overhead.
So in that, in the city side is the $20.51
right,
side?
Right, and that pays
and that's,
for
and
our...
And we waive that for low-income seniors?
We have a half-price discount for low-income seniors.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
And we do have a work study scheduled for next Thursday night to further go over it if there's any additional questions. I did include a big packet, the letter King County sent me saying, here's, we adopted it, you need to have this rate in place. They sent it in October. And then they put out a lot of literature. I included all of that. And if anybody didn't get that, it's on our website under the council packet. They can look at it. Or we do have a work study next Thursday. So, thank you.
Thank you. I did, but I'll wait till the work study. That's fine.
Okay. Is there anybody that would like to speak to the public hearings? Leslie.
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. As I understand it, this is purely King County tells us the rate we have to pay, and so we have to pay it. And much as I hate the thought of paying more money to the county, I guess I'm in favor of the council adopting this ordinance. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak to this public hearing? Mr. Edelman.
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I'm not quite sure what kind of questions could be even asked at a work study. What is it you're going to study? This is it's a pass-through. This is what it's going to be. Is the only reason this can't be voted on tonight is because of a time requirement where you have to have a public hearing in advance, or what's the reason for not voting on it tonight?
We could vote on it tonight. Councilmember Edelman.
But I think, you know, usually in these kind of situations, we do a public hearing. Do we only need one public hearing?
Yes.
But most of the time in the past, we've had the public hearing, and then at the next scheduled council meeting, we would actually do the vote, unless it was some time-critical thing. We still have a meeting coming up on the 15th, and so I fully support this, and I'm not on sewer, but this is something we have to do. We have an obligation as city government to make sure that these things do get approved as they should.
Kristen.
Christine Hansen, just a quick clarification. Who's on the sewer, water sewer committee?
We don't have
public works anymore?
No.
That's gone?
It's in GovOps.
You changed it to what?
Government operations.
Oh. It doesn't exist. So nobody meets with Seth and all that stuff?
No.
Okay.
Nobody meets with the city on any committees.
Oh, right.
Is there anybody else that would like to address this public hearing? Seeing no one, I will close this public hearing. The next public hearing is on the final budget. Ms. Miller.
Thank you. Tonight is the final public hearing on the 2017 budget, And the budget is in balance for all the operating funds and all the capital funds. And it does, in fact, add $117,176 to the general fund ending fund balance. That state auditor's office like to see an increase. If your budget is increasing, your fund balance should be increasing also so that you maintain an amount to cover a few months' worth of wage. We also need that fund balance because we don't get taxes till April and May, and we have to pay salaries January, February, and March, even into April, before we get our property tax. So we need that for cash flow in our general fund. We've had five work study meetings. We've gone through line by line all the revenues. Every general fund departments have attended those meetings. We've gone through the public works, all the special revenue funds, every single capital fund. Not only did we have several meetings over all the capital projects with staff and departments and all the council there, but then when we brought the specific capital budgets into the budget, we went over those at work studies and actually, based on some comment, made changes to the budgets as they went into the budget on those capital projects. I think it's a really good budget, but I did want to say that, you know, our budget session and what we do in budget is really long and really defined by the state by RCW, by laws that say what we have to do and when we have to do it. And we adhere to that. And the municipal research puts out our calendar. We start in July, July 11th. So we have a long, long process. And why that is because we want to be transparent. We want to get information out to everybody. We want people to comment, to bring information into us, bring ideas, review it, so that we're open and transparent. And because of that, they have public hearings with specific times so that all the documents out there, everybody can see what's going to be adopted, what's in there. They can ask questions. They can come to these meetings and make comments. And then tonight is the end of that process per the adoption calendars. So everything has been brought out and made available. So I just wanted to make that comment. I did go ahead and prepare an ordinance for tonight because we've had all the sessions. We've got no extra comments, and it's ready to be adopted. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody? Councilmember Deedy.
So I would just like to make a comment before the public hearing starts on this. My understanding from listening to the council members, Weber and Morgan, that they will be bringing changes to the budget. I would plead that you would at least have the courtesy to let everybody here know what changes you are going to be making to the budget, since this is the final public hearing, so that everybody knows what's going to happen on December 15th or the 20th or whenever you three decide to approve the budget. So I just think that for being open and transparent, like Mae Miller was saying, that everything is out in the open. During all those work studies, there really wasn't much talk about, oh, I didn't agree with this or this. There was added items, but that was it. So it just needs to be brought out in the open and be honest and transparent with everybody about what you're going to do and not have a surprise like a couple of out-of-town people in Bellevue like to do, surprise. So let's just keep it open. Let everybody know what's happening, what's going to be changed, and so that when they come up and they talk, they can say, okay, I saw all the items in for the budget, and now I hear from three other council members what they want to add. So everybody gets a chance to have input. The mayor's not surprised. Two council members aren't surprised. Staff isn't surprised. And the attorney's not surprised. So that's what I would beg the three council members to do. Thank you.
Is there anybody wishing to address this public hearing? Councilmember Weber.
I'll just add in that, I have been working on the budget. I had hoped to have information to bring tonight, but as I've noted at other meetings, it's kind of a slow go when you're trying to work things manually as opposed to being able to move things around easily electronically. But I get why it wasn't out there. So, but I would hope to be able to bring what I'm going to bring to the work study, I believe, the 8th?
The 8th.
Yeah. And so then there would be a time for some discussion because I need to, if I have questions, if something is feasible or not feasible, then I would need to get clarity on that. So that's kind of where it's at.
Can you at least let everybody know what those changes are or what you're looking at changing so that people and myself can go and say, okay, I see that line item that he wants to change or eliminate or whatever, so that when it get to the work study and everybody here has that opportunity to be kind of prepared and understand where you're going.
I would say one of the things probably would be to have a reserve on some of the different accounts is one of the ideas. I think as a council, I think it's important that, realistically as a council, the only true controller, input we really have into how things go is with the budget, and it's our fiduciary responsibility to ensure that money is spent properly. And so I'm looking at seeing if there's some potential controls that can be put on the budget, stuff like that.
So just a quick follow-up. So I would say that, yes, the council has a control of the budget, but the citizens have control. And so that's why all the information needs to be out, so that the citizens say, I like the direction you're going, or I don't like the direction you're going. It's not 3 members of the council or 5 members of the council that control the budget. It is the citizens. And that is why we have 5 work studies and 2 public hearings and get everything out for the public to hear. And during those work studies, we question and we say whatever's concerning us so that we get answers. And then so the citizens can come back and say, I think Brian Weber's reserve idea is a great idea. But when it's at the last second and there's no more public hearing on that, it really takes away the rights of the citizens to have that input.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, that feeds in again to what my thought is. Ms. Miller, do we have to have another public hearing if new information comes out next Thursday? No? Okay. I'm sorry, public. You could just have to
just
wait
a minute,
and find
just
out.
Just a minute.
I was just going to say, by statute, the public hearing has to close 25 days before the end of the fiscal year. So December 6th is your last chance for any public hearings.
Okay, so does anybody want to testify for the public hearing? Bob?
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I wasn't going to testify. I thought at this point, with the all the work studies you've had plus public hearing, that any questions or any ideas would have been covered by this point. I've never heard such BS as I just heard out of Mr. Weber. The mayor has a responsibility to bring a balanced budget to the council. The council has a responsibility all year long to review the budget, which has been happening. I think May Miller has done an amazing job. It's the same job that she's done for many years. She really knows how to do it. All the information's been there. all the opportunity for you to bring up any new ideas, like some additional, you know, we do have reserves, some additional reserves on certain things. Let's hear it tonight for the people out here who've been tracking all of this. What are your ideas? We don't need to know what the numbers are, but what are the ideas? To have some additional reserves, that's not an idea. That's meaningless. Do you want to create a fund for something? Do you want to, you don't think there's enough money in there for travel? What's the problem? Let us know.
Is there anybody else? Christine?
Christine Hansen, Mr. Weber, you said you need clarity, but then you said you had an idea that maybe you needed to have more money in a reserve. Well, last count, the three of you, Morgan, Pepper, Weber, have cost this city and the citizens over $200,000. Because you fiddle fart around and do stuff like you're doing tonight. You don't have enough time? Morgan, you guys have ample time. I was a council member. I know how much time we get to read stuff. And I know how the staff is available anytime. You can make an appointment and go see them. So I'm at the point with everybody else. I'm so frustrated with three of you. And how this has been going on for this long, I don't know. But I'm going to do my damnedest to make it stop. Because you three need to be held accountable for being irresponsible and leading this city down the wrong path. This should not happen. This budget should be passed. You should be proud of it. But instead, you're going to drag it out. And you're not going to pass it. Are you? You have no intention of passing it at all. I know you don't.
Kristen
Bryant. Grew up in Black Diamond, and I live in Bellevue now. And I would first like to ask Councilmember Deedy to please stop slandering me repeatedly at council meetings. It's rude, and it's incorrect. And I was once your friend, and I would like to be again. I don't appreciate your rudeness, and I think that it drives citizens away from the meeting to know that they can be targeted for being involved. Because if it can happen to me, it can happen to them, and it has nothing to do with me living in Bellevue now. I love this town, and I'm here all the time.
This is a public hearing on the budget. This is a public hearing on the budget.
I would like to comment on the budget. I've looked at various bills that the city has paid this year. I've looked at the budget. The mayor has wasted a tremendous amount of money this year on attorneys. She's signing contracts she has no authority to sign. She's spending money on people like a community development director that had to repeatedly withdraw SEPA determinations. That's a very rare thing.
Point of order. This is a public hearing on the budget.
So my point is these are things that are being spent. The budget next year is similar to the budget this year, and there is a lot of waste in it, and I would encourage some real changes, and I think that's what a public hearing is for, and if there are changes after this, I really hope there will be. And that they would look hard to stop this waste that's happening with the budget.
Judy?
As far as, Judy Baxley. Excuse me, Black Diamond. I want to back up Council Member Brian Weber as far as him and Erica Morgan, Council Member. Their duties as far as handling the budget. Those of us that take care of our own home budgets, it does take a lot of time and effort to go through what we have to make sure that we handle our budget properly. And for goodness sake, a city budget is a lot bigger than our home budget. And you have to be accountable for what you are taking on. That means digging into everything. Okay? So don't put down our hardworking council people who are taking the time to be accountable for you, even if it looks like it's taking too long. They're doing it for the citizens to make sure that everything is being accountable and that the reasons for the spending is for the good and not wasted. Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing? Leslie.
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. And I want to applaud the work that has been done by the staff to prepare the budget and to go through the numerous work studies and sessions on the budget. And I, like the minority of the council and several of the citizens here in the audience, I believe, are very perplexed at how this calendar that shows we had work studies starting in September. We've continued work studies up through November 10th. And we've had, now this is the second public hearing on the budget. And to hear tonight that there might be kind of perhaps some changes and some things that need to be modified, when according to the city attorney, the public comment will end, must end by December 6th, which, if I can read my calendar correctly, is before the next work study, which would be on December 10th or 8th. So I'm very confused at how this can come up at a last minute. I know several of you work for larger organizations that have big budget processes that involve larger volumes of dollars. And those finance staff and those boards of directors and officers get the budget done in a timely fashion. Thank you.
Brock.
Brock Thede, Black Diamond. I think that taking your time and making sure that the budget's right is important. But what I see, and maybe others see it as well, is that it seems that the questions arise, I don't have time to do this. These things kind of come out near the end of the time frame, and it isn't like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that we are hearing that, hey, we need more time, we need to get with May more often, and because we've got these questions that are coming up. Well, I don't hear anything from the finance committee saying, hey, you know, we really need to get into this and talk about this budget until it comes to the end of the time when things get really critical. So a time management suggestion might be that if the calendar starts saying talk about the budget, you might want to plan a little bit farther ahead so that you have time when it comes critical. What it appears with this and others items is that things are okay until the end when deadlines come up. And at that time, all the questions come up, and all of a sudden, we can't make a decision because
we're
don't know.
Out of time. Oh, sorry, never mind.
I got to be a little bit more better about my time management as well. Huh? It's just an effective use of time is to look at that calendar and make sure that when you come up towards the end of the calendar or the end of the time frame, that you've got your answers. You've got your questions answered. It just seems to me that you're making excuses and you don't want to do this. And because time's running out, and you should have been doing this a lot sooner. And providing your questions to May so that she can answer them, so that when it comes time to pass it, we pass it with no questions.
Is there anyone else wanting to testify? Pam?
Pam McCain, Black Diamond. And I do believe, as one woman eloquently said about our own household budgets, that we have to pay a great deal of attention to those. But I also know if I don't pay my bill, either somebody gets charged a big late fee or they shut the services off. I would like to know, and maybe somebody here on the council can respond, when the city doesn't pay their bills on time and when vouchers get arbitrarily slid month after month after month, who pays the late fee? Are there any late fees? I can't imagine that anyone who's provided services to this city does not expect to be paid on time. The issue with the King County Metro, this is not an arbitrary figure. It's a bill that we have to pay just like we have in our own homes. But I would like to know who is going to be responsible for the city's reputation, because as we continue to meander down this path and that path, and I'm not prepared, or the finance ops, whatever committee hasn't weighed in on this, our city's getting a reputation that we can't do business reliably in this town, because if you do, you might not get paid. And as a citizen of Black Diamond, I don't appreciate that reputation, because I take a lot of skill and care to make sure that I don't operate that way myself. And I think the council really needs to think about that. We've made obligations. They need to be paid. They need to be paid on time to honor everybody who's sitting in this room and everybody who pays taxes in this town.
Is there anyone else wishing to address the...
Gary.
Okay, the first is a question for Brenda. I might have just missed it. On the pass-through for the sewer, was a date decided when
that... This is a public hearing for budget only.
It's both. Okay, and the budget for 2017, the next discussion will be the 8th of December. Was it going to be a different date?
That's our next work session.
Okay, that's what we wanted there. And it was basically the same question for the other item as well. Didn't come out clearly.
They're both going to be on the same date.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address? Go ahead.
Tina McGann, Black Diamond. Mm-hmm. First, I'd like to talk about the budget. I'd like to just voice disappointment that I'm hearing there's changes coming in the future. The whole purpose of a budget hearing, and I know this because I sit on the Enumclaw School Board, and we have our budget hearings as well. Our staff produces a proposed budget. We have public hearings for our public to come in and to give opinions. If we were to go and change that after the public hearings are done, we would have people knocking our doors down. We'd be held accountable. So the purpose of these public hearings, which are great, because I, as a citizen who pay the taxes that go into that budget, is for me to give an opinion. And having changes after the fact and not allowing me to comment on your changes is really disrespectful and not transparent. That is not good for the city. So I'd like to ask, before we close this public hearing, that any council members that have changes to this proposed budget that has been proposed and been going on since July and September, to please bring them forth so that we as a public can comment on them before the comment period is closed. Thank you.
Is anybody else wishing to speak to the public hearing? Well, I'm going to close the public hearing since there's no comments.
Okay. I heard all your comments tonight, and I understand, but I also want to make a clarification. Tonight, I know myself I wasn't made aware of any 25-day limit as far as public hearings. But the other thing to remember is anytime we have a council meeting, there's public comment period. That's why we have public comment first thing. If need be, at the December 15th meeting, people can come and they can comment. They can comment on the budget. The council, it's their place. If they want to provide more time to do that, they can do that. And so it's not like there's absolutely no comment period that can be had to voice opinions on the final budget. So that's it.
Well, I would like to point out that the budget process is a very extraordinary, important, specialized process that is done by staff. And so the process of the council, it's the biggest one item that they need to approve every single year. And nobody can do the budget themselves. There's nobody, I mean, I'm an accountant, and I've been an accountant my entire life. And most accountants would not be reviewing, like Eric Morgan suggested at the last meeting, would not be reviewing the budget documents. They would be reviewing the ordinance to approve the documents. And so, Erica, even though you think that we need an attorney to review the budget itself, most attorneys would not be reviewing the budget document. The budget document is prepared, and the council finds items that they either want to reduce the expenditures or increase the expenditures, or find something else that they want the city to spend the money for and find the revenue to fund that. But actually preparing a budget document is such a specialized skill that the normal, ordinary person would not be capable of doing it, and most attorneys would not know how to look at the document and give you any advice on whether to accept the document at all. The only thing they would be able to do is say the ordinance is in order, which year after year after year we've had the same ordinance. So hopefully you will understand that if you make any changes, it will be outside the opportunity for a public hearing. So the next item on the agenda is the ordinance adopting the 2017 budget. Ms. Miller.
Well, I did prepare an ordinance tonight, and it's the same ordinance, like the mayor pointed out, that we prepared year after year. The state gives us the count roll-up numbers and how we have to classify those, and it goes with the bars manual, and we prepared those documents and have had that reviewed. So I do have that before you if you so choose to adopt the budget tonight.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to approve this ordinance adopting the 2017 budget.
Second.
Do we have any discussion? Councilmember Deedy.
Well, I would just say that the budget is balanced and that we've had the work studies and we've had public hearing that, and I have not heard any complaints or changes other than from Kristen Bryant from Bellevue that just came up, and I'm assuming that those are the changes that they will be working on to do, or they are doing right now, or will be bringing forward. So that was a glimpse into the future. So I'm in favor of approving this budget. The mayor and staff did a great job of balancing this budget.
Councilmember Morgan.
Thank you. The first thing that I want to say is, what does imbalance mean? And to me, imbalance means that known income pays for known expenses. And I have asked back in October, I think October 11th, for an insight into the formula about the income. And I have not received it to date. And that is still where I'm stuck on, because I'm going to look at the income before I'm going to start deciding how the money's going to be, the money that we have is going to be spent. That was one of the things that I have. And then I was wondering if maybe May could tell us, she has on her ordinance here, I was wondering, is the supplemental ordinance that was AB 16070, how does that affect the figures in this balance, in this budget document that we have in front of us?
I'm not sure what supplemental ordinance.
Yeah, it was the budget amendment.
That is for this year's budget, and that was because back at this time last year we didn't know we were going to receive those extra grants. So to be able to cover the 216, that adjusts the 216 budget. Doesn't have anything to do whatsoever with this budget. The revenue source.
So that has nothing to do with the residual that was left over?
No, absolutely nothing. It only had new revenue and new expenditure by the exact same amount that went into the 216 budget. Doesn't have anything to do with.
Okay, because I noticed that there were two grants and then there was a third thing, and I can't just remember right off the top of my head.
There were three grants, and then there was that stormwater professional service, and that was covered by stormwater revenue. It didn't use any fund balance.
So the stormwater revenue isn't included in the general, at the end of the year, that stormwater, what's in there, isn't included in
the income.
At the end of the year when you do the reorganizing, it isn't included in the residual?
No, has the income and the expense are equal.
What carries over. The carryover is the same because we got some money from the grant. We spent it on the grant, so it had zero impact on what carries over.
And this is the 2016 budget.
Not 2017.
Okay. That answers that question. Thank you.
Okay.
But I would also like to point out that May explained at the last meeting how she calculates the income. I explained at the last work session how she calculates. It's an accounting practice that you take what you did in the previous year, you average it out, and then you go and you estimate what you think the growth is going to be.
That's what I'm asking, is how do you estimate?
I called, if you're talking community development, I heard that was one of the questions. I called Mr. Williamson to say how many potential building permits might be issued next year. I called the accountant over there to find out exactly what the dollar amount was, like 4,200 and something. And he said approximately 42. They looked at the plats that are in line right now and estimated 42. I multiplied 42 times that dollar, added that to the revenue. And the carryover revenue, we know from year to year what that amount is, because I can look up each year and see what those amounts are. Some of the budget figures we went over at the work study, we had one just on revenue where we went over line by line, property tax, sales tax, utility tax.
I know, that's when I asked that
tax
question that wasn't answered then, and it's still not answered.
Excuse me. We.
Councilmember Edelman.
Okay, I want to let you. It's on page 1 of 2 of the ordinance, section 3. The total estimated revenue from all sources, mm-hmm.
This is all estimation. This isn't like you get your paycheck once a month or every 2 weeks, and it's a set amount, and you can count on that. They work on estimates, and it's based on these folks that have been doing the same job for over 40 years that are highly respected in the finance world, out in the municipal world of municipal finance. Mae Miller is at the top of that list, and I've heard that from people that have nothing to do with this city. So we need to show her some respect that she knows what she's doing. It's all based on history, and some of it's an estimate. Now, it may be that the estimate comes in lower or higher next year, just like it did this year, and that's when you come in with your budget change at the end of the year.
And we measure it every quarter to let you know if it's coming in higher or lower. I mean, some of the numbers come in by email from the state. Some of them come in from the different departments who calculate their own little piece and write it on a piece of paper, add those up, put those in. I research, how does that compare to last year? How does it compare to what I know? How does it compare, like in the sewer, I knew that rate increase. I knew it was 5.2%. I knew how much we'd collected to date. I knew how that averaged compared to last year's average. I knew that that was going to be about the same. We had very little planned growth. Multiply it times the 5.2%. I mean, I did each line, every single line individually. I guess I do have to say that my past history is I'm usually around 3% off, either higher or lower, in my budget. And that's in all of these lines. So I think that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Councilmember Deedy?
I don't have.
I'm Evelyn. Sorry.
Well, I just want to say, if you want to get down to the gnat's eyebrow when you're not an accountant to try and disrespect our finance director and our staff because it is fine because that is a fact.
Point of order.
Be quiet.
What is your point?
My point is that I'm being impugned unjustly and
so was I.
Characteristically.
Okay.
Can I have a ruling?
No.
Let's move on.
What I want to say is these folks are looking for any excuse to not pass this budget. And we know that. And you may think we just fell off the turnip truck, but we haven't. We're a little smarter than that. So you guys have had 6 months to work through your questions. You still have no questions. You just say you have questions. And I think that's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to the staff. It's disrespectful to our finance director. It's disrespectful to the mayor. And it's disrespectful to the rest of the council here because we do our homework. We get our questions answered.
I do need to say, too, it's not just me that calculates revenue. I work with the police chief. I call her. We go over every line of the revenue, figure out. I work with the public works director. I work with each director to really fine-tune their revenue. I hand calculate every single line, and I'm kind of hurt that whatever I've explained wasn't clear to you when we had all those work studies and we didn't have questions on it.
Well, I'm going to beg to differ with Councilmember Edelman. My intention is not to insult or pick on or belittle the staff or whatever it was. I think the staff does an excellent job. I appreciate Ms. Miller when you come to the work studies and if we have questions, you ask, you give us a lot of information. I don't think I'm not disputing how your numbers are run. You know, you've got in, you got out, and they balance. That's not necessarily what I'm looking at as part of it. But I also want to know or want to say that you know, as part of the schedule that we do have, the last item on that schedule, I think it's the last item. That's the last item, which is number 17. City Council adopts final 2017 budget and transmits to the State Auditor's Office, plus parentheses, plus possible amendment to property taxes. So on the date here, it says December 1st or December 15th. Mm-hmm. So it's, in my opinion, it's not steadfast that we have to pass this budget tonight.
No, I put that as a note.
And I know you explained that during our work studies, that if it didn't pass on the 1st, then we had the 15 as well.
That's true.
And so I just want, I guess that's just my 2 cents on it.
Thank you.
Councilmember Pepper.
Councilmember Weber, this would be assigned to the Council Budget and Finance Committee. And I move that we table the 2017 budget.
Wait, excuse me, there's already a motion on the floor.
Mm-hmm, I know that.
Vote it down. I call for the question.
Okay, there's a motion been made by Councilmember Edelman and seconded by Dede to accept the budget tonight. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No. Nay.
Okay, you may go ahead and make your
motion. I move that we table the 2017 budget assigned to the Council Budget and Finance Committee.
And what is there a second?
Does she want to postpone?
I don't have to give for a table. I don't have to give a date certain.
Well, will it be come back by the 15th, our next meeting?
Erica.
Well,
is that up to you, Erica?
I'm not the chairman of the Budget and Finance Committee.
Oh, for God's sakes. I would say yes, the next meeting, December 15th.
Mayor.
Councilmember Dede.
So in this budget finance meeting, you're going to sit down and you're going to go through each line item and discuss and add or subtract or do whatever so that, and you're going to do this somewhere that you're going to announce so people can go. I mean, you know, the mayor and I myself don't recognize your committees, but you put it out there that the three of you are meeting. So you need to, at these meetings, state where you're going to have it, what you're going to do, and at what time, so that everybody is aware. I don't have to say when I'm going to do it or where I'm going to do it. That's just going to be up to us when we decide when we leave this meeting. You can do it right now. Everybody has phones. Everybody has calendars. Pick a date. We still got, according to Gary Davis, we still got a half hour. So let's go.
Councilmember Pepper.
Our meetings are have to be listed as a special meeting and have the agenda. And those notices are sent to this city clerk and the mayor, and they have refused to notice those meetings.
So the question then still is, why don't you at this meeting state when you're going to hold your special meeting and when you're going to, where you're going to have it at and at what time and what you're going to put on it? This is an open public meeting. So you three can actually discuss everything open and not violate any law. You can get it out right now.
Councilmember Weber.
Why can't you have your schedule? I said this Tuesday. You knew you were not going to pass the budget tonight. I said Tuesday. Why don't you guys come prepared with what date and time? And here you are 2 days later. It went in one ear and out the other.
Point of order.
And you're here again without a date.
The council members' remarks violate Council Rule 6.3.
What
because remark? They are
what
discourteous.
You have not been recognized, Councilmember Pepper.
The Councilmember Weber
is next. Councilmember
Weber
is next.
By point of order,
you didn't.
I can be recognized.
You didn't say point of order.
Councilmember
yes,
Weber.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, do I have the floor?
She recognized you.
Okay, so I appreciate all the dialogue from you, but now that I have a chance to say something, I mentioned Tuesday night that there's a budget and finance, we would like to have a budget and finance committee meeting on December 12th at 6 o'clock. I have a request into the Black Diamond Library to have their meeting room open that evening, or to reserve the meeting room at the Black Diamond Library on December 12th at 6 o'clock. So there is the date, the time, the place that I came prepared with.
Perfect. And Pat Pepper didn't know that. She wasn't even willing to ask the next person who sits with her at that meeting, do we have a time? She just said, I'm not going to give it. And that made me mad, because you need to be honest with the citizens. And she was not wanting to be.
Excuse me. Point of order.
What's your point?
My point is that we have a council member that's out of order here.
Okay. We need to continue this vote. You've only taken half a vote.
Okay. We have.
I made a motion on the budget.
We voted that now.
I'm sorry.
Now the motion was. Councilmember Weber.
I still had just one more comment to make before we press on with whatever we're pressing on with. While I was online booking the library for the budget and finance committee meeting, I also reserved enough time to possibly have a growth management committee meeting following that also. So, same night, same place.
Okay. But there needs to be an agenda, and there needs to be packet material submitted.
Well, we can submit it like we've done every other time that we've tried to have a committee meeting, and I understand where your position is, Madam Chair.
You have never submitted packet material ever. Ever. You only submit a blank budget with nothing, or blank agenda that says, and any other thing that you want to bring up, and that is not a proper agenda for a special meeting. Your agenda isn't proper, and you have no packet material.
Okay. The only thing I'm going to say to that is when we used to have the meetings here, we did have materials at our meetings that was done by the clerk. She provided them, and that was very much appreciated. But then it was decided that, oh, well, you're not going to have any committee meetings anymore, and you can't use the council chambers anymore. So I know myself, I generally print off for my committee meetings. I print off my own stuff, because if it doesn't get noticed, then at least there's materials at the committee meetings. So that's, like I said, that's the time, the place, and the date, and the what.
So Councilmember Pepper, are you going to make a motion?
Yes, I thought that I made one already, that I move that we table the 2017 budget. So, needs a second?
Second.
Okay, do we have any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is a resolution confirming mayor's reappointment to the Planning Commission number 3.
Madam Chair.
Councilmember Pepper?
Yes, I would like to amend this to assign to the Growth Management Committee for first reading. I don't know if I need to have a motion for first reading, but I'm willing to make one. I'd like to make a motion, AB 16-077, be for first reading and assigned to the Council Growth Management Committee.
Second.
Can I ask a question?
Mayor.
Councilmember Edelman.
I just would like to know, we've got 3 positions open on the Planning Commission. For this actual resolution and the next one are 2 folks that are currently on the Planning Commission, and they actually reapplied.
That still leaves us with one open slot because people are not applying for the Planning Commission because of this kind of behavior. Why can't you folks do the right thing and vote these people back into their offices? This is a voluntary, non-paid job. As citizens of our city, to go and have some input on the future planning for our city. And you folks want to ditz around again and delay, do the right thing. Make a motion to pass these two tonight, and let's get it off our calendar.
Mayor.
Councilmember Deedy.
So, off of what Councilmember Edelman just stated, so we have two people that are sitting on the Planning Commission right now that have reapplied. I'd just like to remind the council and citizens that the Planning Commission is a great place and the council to have people that do not agree with each other. So it's not the council's job to pick people and say they're not aligned with us, so we don't want them on the Planning Commission.
Point of order. We're just talking about first reading here.
We're having a discussion.
We're having a discussion. I can talk about it. So with
point of order, you're making opinions. You need to talk about the facts of what is up. The item.
Fact is that there's two members that are sitting on the.
We're discussing.
That are sitting on the
point of order. It's out of order to be discussing the motion. It's here for first reading. The only thing we can discuss is which committee it goes to. That is what is up for discussion.
Are you telling me a council member cannot have a discussion on any of your items?
Not without a vote of the council as a whole.
Oh. Then I would be...
I can't help it. That's the process.
Mayor... Then I would be shut down at every avenue. You three would shut me down every chance you get. So listen to me now. I am just saying that two members of the Planning Commission have applied and that we should not be saying that we're going to take it to a committee and we're going to discuss their qualifications in there and we're going to interview them or whatever you're going to do. I would like to remind one council member here that in their email, it says at every end, if everyone's thinking alike, then someone's not thinking. So if we pile up on the Planning Commission, same like people that think all the time the same, then we're not getting anywhere. We're not getting this city moving because we got people that are just sitting there thinking alike. You know, so I think that we should just vote on these guys tonight, get them set so that they know that they're going to be on the Planning Commission. I don't know what you're going to discuss at your committee. Are you going to discuss qualifications? Are you going to discuss personalities? I don't know. What are you going to discuss there? I have a right to know what you're going to discuss at this meeting. Pat, you want to answer? No?
Do I have the floor? Yeah. I believe you're on this committee, so come to the meeting.
No. But you can answer the question because my question is the same as everybody else. Am I right?
Yeah.
So why can't you just answer a question? You complain that I talk too much. It's because I can't get a question out. So you always point of order me. So can you just tell me what you're going to discuss there? Even the people that are reapplying for the Planning Commission would probably like to know what you're going to discuss at the Planning Commission meeting. So can you at least be honest and tell me instead of saying, well, you need to go if you want to know what's going on?
What I said was you're a member of the committee and we would really like to have you there.
But you're not going to answer my question because I have to go there to get the answer?
Point of order.
Member Weber.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't speak for Pat or Councilmember Pepper myself. I would like to talk to the two applicants. I was on council with Mr. Senecal.
Planning Commission.
Planning Commission. And other people. And, yeah, we didn't always get see eye to eye. you know, chair of the planning commission, Chair McCain. We didn't always get, you know, agree on everything, so we had discussions. So yes, it's not that I have no intention to try to stack the planning commission. It's an advisory body to the council. So yeah, it makes sense to have different opinions and different ideas on there. As far as myself, I would like to talk to Harvey and to Tom and see, kind of maybe get a little perspective on how they feel their time's been on the planning commission, maybe what made them decide to want to do it again. You know, just talk to them. That's my perspective. There's no reason that we have to just like run this through tonight.
So let me ask you a question. When Jason Seth applied earlier this year, the only person that could have filled the vacancy, and you turned him down several times, and then we just quit bringing him back. Why did you turn him down?
Because he wasn't thinking like them.
No, I would disagree. That seems like so long ago.
It was a long time ago.
Mayor, I'll give you an answer.
I want his answer.
I was going to say. I think I based it off my opinion. I'm sure it's on the record somewhere. And if I don't say exactly what was on the record, my apologies. So I wanna, you know,
give it your best shot.
I'll try. Thanks. I part of my opinion on that was some of the, you know, somebody doesn't have to think like me, but as a council member, I expect to be respected and not thrashed in the public, which I don't care. You know, it's people are welcome to their opinions, but I didn't feel like I could give him the vote. So, and that's all I have
to say
on that.
Well, let's hope that doesn't turn out to be willful and capricious if you approve these two people.
Mayor Benson.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I would like to just go off of what one member from Bellevue just stated, that, you know, when you say that you didn't agree with what Jason Seth had said, or if I said that name right, because you felt that he was not agreeing or he was bashing you, then I would say that also brings to point anybody out here who gets up and speaks to the council and disagrees with Mr. Weber or disagrees with Councilmember Morgan or disagrees with myself will feel that if they put in their application for a position, they will not get it because they didn't agree with the majority of the council. That is wrong. That is flat out wrong.
Councilmember Pepper.
Do I have the floor? I would like to read this council rule 6.3, which is courtesy. In the discussion, comments, or debate of any matter or issue, all speakers, including the presiding officer and council members, shall be courteous in their language and deportment, and shall not discuss or comment on personalities or indulge in derogatory remarks or make insinuations about any other council member or any member of the staff or the public, but shall at all times confine their remarks only to those facts which are germane and relevant to the question or the matter under discussion. And I would like to say that we are discussing that this item, AB 16-077, be assigned to the Growth Management Committee for first reading.
And we had a second.
We had a second on that. So I think that isn't everyone supposed to get to comment twice if they would like when we are talking about something?
So did you want to comment again?
No, but I think that there are council members who have had many turns.
Everybody has talked twice. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, on to item number
7AB 16-078, resolution confirming mayor's reappointment to planning commission for Tom Eckert. Councilmember Pepper.
I would like to have this, make a motion to have this for first reading and assign to the Growth Management Committee for first reading only tonight.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, I said earlier in the meeting that there was some concern from our insurance carrier that we haven't approved their interlocal agreement, and I was wondering if you might want to reconsider it and put it on the agenda tonight so we could vote on it, so we could send the documents off, because the attorney said it's a non-negotiable contract, and it would be really nice to get that done because they have it's a pool, and they need to know who's going to be in the pool. Did you read the letter that came through today that I sent to everybody, that I had Brenda send to everybody?
I read it.
I did not. I would like to, if you have a copy. Thank you.
So if you read it, do you have an opinion on it, Councilmember Weber? Do you think you might want to reconsider?
My opinion on the letter itself and whether we're bringing this back, we just talked about this two nights ago. Had quite a lengthy discussion on it, and if I remember right, it was sent to committee, correct? And so I don't see that a week and a half is going to make really that much difference. There's no firm deadline on in the letter. It's just that they understand. I'm sure you can put the letter on the city website. It talks about how they understand that cities are busy and you know, they are trying to get lots of stuff done at the time, so it's kind of a reminder. And so, as far as myself, I'm not in favor of bringing it back tonight.
And I will second that, because the GovOps hasn't actually had a chance to talk about it in the 2 days.
Councilmember Edelman.
I would like to read from the letter that we received in the attachment. It says, as a friendly reminder, there are potentially serious consequences if prior to January 1, 2017, the council does not approve a resolution adopting the new interlocal agreement between the City of Black Diamond and the AWC RMSA. If there is no adoption of the resolution, then the AWC RMSA's Board of Directors will be obligated to consider the City of Black Diamond's termination from the agency for failure to comply with the in-force interlocal agreement. It is our fervent hope that your council will be able to collaborate and deal with this small legislative action so that the City of Black Diamond remains a valued member of the AWC RMSA. What more do you guys need to know? If we don't pass this resolution, we have no insurance for the city. To me, that is a dereliction of your duty as elected officials.
Councilmember Weber.
Okay, so it says by the 31st. Today is the 1st. We have another council meeting in 2 weeks. Singing the dire praises of us losing our insurance, I don't think anybody up here, I know myself, I don't think anybody up here wants or even intends to want something like that to happen. It's just ridiculous. For me, we just went over this two nights ago, and a few more days is not going to make that big a difference. If it's the council's prerogative, if they want to look at that document, if the members of the GovOps committee wants to look at that document, that's their right. So that's where it's at. I mean, we can keep kicking this rock around tonight. You ask my opinion, that's my opinion. It's not as dire of a situation, as it sounds. So I'm done.
Do we have any other discussion?
No.
Okay, we'll go on to department reports. Do we have any department reports? Ms. Miller?
I wasn't going to speak tonight, but I thought that the audience needed to know what's not getting approved in the vouchers, because the lady that came up and asked, don't we have to pay bills like everybody else? Yes, we do. And yes, we get late charges. I sent out a notice on November 7th that everything was ready for the packet. There was $83,444 worth of vouchers. And primarily, they're public safety vouchers. I mean, they're the things we need to keep our police department going. It's their things just like you citizens have. It's their telephone, their utilities, their internet, their building maintenance, the security that keeps our building secure at night. It's some receipt books so that they can have books to write receipts. It was the Metro sewer payment of $44,100, and we don't have a choice of when we can pay those. And we get them in the voucher batch in time on the days they have to be paid. Also for the court, it was the public defender bill. It's the money that the court collects, that part of it belongs to the state and the county. We collect it. They turn it in at the end of the month. We have X days to get that money out. It's not kind of things that can go to the committee and be looked around. It's bills that the city has an obligation to pay. It's our contracts. There was a contract in there for our Springs project. We've ordered the work. The work's been done. We have an obligation to pay those. We have to pay those bills. The partners reimburse us 100%. There was also a grant in there. The whole batch was not approved. Not just one or two they didn't like, but the whole batch. It seems like between November 7th and tonight, December 1st, they could have picked out a few that would be okay to pay. So it really bothers me. So what happens is I have to ask the mayor and the attorney, what are we going to do now? Yeah, we have some emergency authority. So we have to pay these under emergency authority because we can't get council authorization to pay them. And the batch tonight was $393,992. So now we're up to $477,000 worth of bills we're not paying. So tonight, it was the security, it was their garbage bill, it was the fax, it was their police radios, it was their uniforms, it was some firearms, it was their computer costs, it was some car repairs to keep their cars going. More important, it was the fire department's second half contract payment. We pay them twice a year, January to June, July to December. That payment was $247,000. That's one council didn't approve tonight. They couldn't get that one approved. Several construction projects, several contracts. There was the contract for Summit, legal contract. It was a police contract negotiations. That didn't get paid. It was a state auditor bill in there. That didn't get paid either. It was our land and building grant. Those have a date. They have to get paid. We have to pay these. So we have to go into emergency mode. Not only do we go into emergency mode, but we don't know when they're going to come in. So we have this big bundle of vouchers. Stack them over here. Here's the November 17th batch. Now I have another stack. Here is the December 1st stack. I have some filed. People call, is this paid? Where are we? I need copies for reimbursement. Well, we try that stack, we try that stack, and then we try that stack. It's inefficient, and it bothers me. I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just explaining to you how things work. We have to pay bills just like everybody else. If we don't pay them, also, next month, we get a past due amount. We get a fine. I have to call the company and beg them to take the late charge off. You know, this is just, it's a waste of my time and taxpayers' money. I'm sorry to come up and discuss all this with you, but that's really the situation we're in.
Thanks, ma'am.
Do we have any other department reports?
Last night was the SCA annual meeting where we voted on the SCA budget, and at that meeting there were several mayors, Maple Valley and Covington, have passed their budget at their last meeting, as have most of the other members. There are 37 member cities of FCA, and 37 cities, 1 million people, one voice, SCA, and that's their motto and their logo. And I think it's just really important to look at the fact that almost all of these cities have passed their budget, and we're still arguing over whether we're going to accept the budget that was presented, the balanced budget that was presented in office. Council Member Deedy?
I met with Mae Miller this afternoon to go over the vouchers.
Councilmember Morgan.
Hi. Since I'm not on the Growth Management Committee, I have this little note here that I wrote about the candidates that I'd like to read out. I wish to thank both these candidates for their generous re-upping to the Planning Commission because of our contracted time for the comp plan. This particular function needs a good follow-through. I think it's really another...
I left something on your desk for you to read. It says a quick tip. Don't keep talking about it. You already voted it into committee. You're done. You don't need to talk about it anymore. It's Robert's Rules
of
Order.
Excuse me. Let me read out my next sentence. My next sentence is...
You're impugning the councilman.
My next sentence is...
This is her report time.
That's right. This is my time.
It's not debating.
My next sentence is, I think that there's still another position on the Planning Commission that's not filled, and the public who's here might be considering applying for that position. Keep in touch with those meetings that you can come to those Planning Commission and the combined meetings. The public is welcome to come to those meetings. Try to attend because that will give us more consistency, and I think that's a good idea. That's what I have to say.
Councilmember Edelman?
Too bad you didn't vote that way tonight. I also went to the SCA dinner last night, and it's always enlightening. The new head of the University of Washington was there for a question and answer period. Huh?
President.
Whatever. She wore purple. It was very enlightening to actually hear about our local university that is like number 5 for academics. But it's the medical school, it's the university itself. We have got one of the highest rated universities, and it's actually internationally recognized, and I think that was really cool. Ms. Carrier, thank you for the compliment about us going to that transportation summit. It originally started out as just an I-90 corridor, North Bend, Snoqualmie, Issaquah, a little bit of Bellevue, and then as they got going, it went all of I-90, 405, Renton got included. We got left out, so I did talk to the mayor of Snoqualmie and let him know that we showed up anyway. And if they invite Covington and Maple Valley, they better be inviting us, because what happens to those two happens to us. And we are a team. We have our Tri-City Agreement, and we work well together. And also, just to let you know, piggybacking on that, tomorrow all day, the mayor, Councilmember Deedy, and I are going to be in Bellevue. There's a transportation technology conference. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning at the convention center. Yeah, but we are going to be there, and it goes from 8 to 5. So the transportation issues are a big deal with the minority of the council and the mayor. We do go to these meetings. We do the networking that is required. We have a lot of people that would like to help us out, but, you know, unless the state comes up with some money, the state DOT thinks that 169 stops at Four Corners. So...
Well, I'll just say that I also support getting, it's implied otherwise, but I am fully on board with the state paying for up in the roads here. If we have to, you know, follow some kind of growth management model, then that should be coming with money from the state to help facilitate that. I appreciate the time that the council members and the mayor have, those that have the time to go to some of these meetings. Unfortunately, I don't a lot of times due to other commitments, but I appreciate at least having our foot in the door at some of those meetings. At least they can know the Black Diamond's out here. I'd just like to reiterate, I'm going to attempt to send in another agenda and packet material for the committee meeting on the 12th at 6 o'clock at the library. Before the meeting, I didn't have 100% confirmation from King County Library or the Black Diamond Library. If anything changes, then that would be posted in the agenda. But I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be the reservation be confirmed. So, but I'll leave it at that.
Councilmember Pepper?
As I said on Tuesday night, I'm taking the CERT classes. There's one next Wednesday. Next Thursday from 8 to 5, I'm going to a seminar where the title is From Good Government to Great Government in Tacoma. Tomorrow night at 6:30 is the tree lighting here in Black Diamond. And Growth Management Committee meeting, Library Willing and Able on 12/12.
Do we have an attorney report?
Madam Chair, can I just one little quick go back?
Yeah.
I want to just mention that I think it was Leslie and I know Brock in the past have talked about updates during department report time. I took that down tonight, and I intend to have a report for you guys on the 15th during my time. So thanks for reminding me of that and bringing that up.
So this is time for the next public comment. Yes, Brian.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, for the record, my name is Brian Ross. Oak Point Communities in Kirkland. During the past decade, I've worked in this community. I've always tried to communicate openly and directly with you. It's with that in mind that I'm here tonight. We have witnessed over the last year a failure by council members Morgan, Weber, and Pepper to act as public servants to the city of Black Diamond and the community at large. Along with your citizens, we've seen the day-to-day business of the city grind to a halt. We've witnessed the majority council members actively defy and ignore warnings from four different city contracted attorneys, as well as your own insurance risk pool. We've witnessed council members Morgan, Weber, Pepper conduct the city's business through private email conversations, private in-person meetings, rolling meetings conducted by their consultants, and finally through committee meetings that contain no prior notice to the public. We, along with your citizens, count on this local government to conduct its business in the best interest of the citizens. In the state of Washington, we have an Open Public Meetings Act to ensure that the city business is transparent to all citizens and that they can observe and comment on items in front of the council. Political discourse, discussion, and disagreement are always part of this process. But illegal actions designed to restrict citizen access to workings of their own city should not be tolerated, ever. The city and citizens of Black Diamond deserve better. Council members Morgan, Pepper, and Weber cannot continue to avoid taking actions on the daily business of the city. After several months of study, deliberation, and consideration, we've decided that it's in this community's best interest that we take this difficult but necessary step. I am here today to inform you that CCD Black Diamond Partners LLC has filed a lawsuit against the city, against Black Diamond City Council members Erica Morgan, Pat Pepper, and Brian Weber for more than 135 violations of the Open Public Meetings Act that we know of so far. The illegal behavior of Councilmembers Morgan, Pepper, and Weber represents a dereliction of duty to the citizens of Black Diamond that elected them to their respective offices. Although these three council members have not been acting in the best interest of their citizens, we do not believe that the city should be further harmed by these actions. Therefore, we have asked council members Morgan, Pepper, and Weber to be personally liable for the penalties awarded in this action, and that the city and the city council members and the taxpayer of Black Diamonds not indemnify them or reimburse them for these penalties. We have also asked the majority council members reimburse the city council and the taxpayers of Black Diamond any fees or costs paid by the city or the council in connection with this action. Lastly, we have asked that all future meetings of the city council or its standing committees occur in full compliance with all provisions of the OPMA.
Bill?
Bill McDermott, Black Diamond. It's quite interesting. We've gotten a couple of speakers up here tonight, one just most recently, complaining about the three council members, Pat, Brian, and Erica. And if he would just examine his conscience and think about what happened here in this council chambers some years back, and one of the council members who was present then, and she's one of the ones that signed on the dotted line for this master plan development. And now tonight she gets up here and she's complaining about the transportation. Don't quite get it. This is just doesn't make any sense at all. So, Brian, I won't name names. Take that back. These people come up here and complain about you three council members who are doing one heck of a job, I'll tell you that. And if it wasn't for them coming into this town and causing all the damn grief that they have, it's just been absolutely... I'd feel really, really ashamed. You know, just busting into a nice community. You've caused so much dissension, it's unbelievable. But anyway, I really wanted to come up here and talk before the young people left. I wanted to apologize to them on behalf of you, Carol, and Janie, and Tammy. Their eyes were just rolling, and they just couldn't believe what they were hearing tonight. They said, "My gosh, is it always like this?" And no, it's just, and then Janie sits there, and she commits this back and forth with her husband, Bob, and she gets the most painful look on her face every time something comes up that isn't just exactly the way she wants it. And she's forever looking at Erica's papers, as you are, Tammy. You two are just looking like this, constantly. And I take exception to the fact that you made a comment to Erica, Tammy.
Point of order.
There was a council member tonight made
it. All of us, not specific individual. We're going by rules.
And that goes both ways.
I have the floor. There was a comment made to Erica tonight about her not being doing her homework and whatnot.
She didn't.
She knows more about what's going on here than the two or three we put together. I guarantee you that. And that's not a laughing matter. And for you, Carol, your husband back here, is he sharing the mayoral duties of this town? He has done nothing but stand back here tonight, make one comment after another, and laugh and joke and applaud, which is very, and I did that one time, and you shut me right down. He's done it for 2 hours and 5 minutes. I don't think it's smart. You're sitting there just grinning. You think it's smart. It's not.
It's a comedy, Bill.
It's what?
It's a comedy.
It's like yeah, it's a comedy, all right. You're pausing it.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah.
Your time is up. Your time is up.
My time is not up.
Yes, it is.
Who's been talking?
Your time is up.
Who said sit down? Who did? Did you?
The woman in the back
is
holding up her hand. Leslie. Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. You've heard me speak a lot this evening, and sometimes I'm here, don't say a lot. Tonight, I want to remind the full council that between the items that were postponed or sent to committee on the November 3rd meeting, the items from the November 17th meeting, the delay that continued on the 29th, and the items from tonight's meeting, there will be a very full agenda. So I encourage the full council to come prepared to conduct the business in a timely manner, because many of those items do have a December 31st deadline to be done. And we don't really want to be here till midnight on December 15th to finish conducting the critical business of the council, which not only includes the legislation, but the minutes that Brenda is diligently working to update and send out. I encourage you to pass the more current minutes and work on the minutes that have been missing and actually pay the bills of the city. Thank you.
Is there, Brock?
Brock D.D. Black Diamond. So I wrote a little note in my new phone, and I don't have to read it because May came up and made such a great point that all I have to do is reiterate what she said. Some of these bills shouldn't have been thought about at all. They should have just been paid. Some of these bills, like May said, are ones that should have been paid. And for you, Erica, to disallow all the vouchers tells me that you didn't do the homework, because you didn't specifically say this one or that one or this one are questionable. You just blanket statement said every one of them is bad or every one of them is questionable. And I just can't believe that. I can't believe that every one of the vouchers that are needing to be paid are questionable. And if they are, I'd like to see your notes and see what you've written about each one of the vouchers and what your question is about them. Because that would tell me then, yes, you did your homework. You found that all the vouchers were in error or you had questions about them, but you didn't have time to talk to May about them, so you're going to pass them on to next week. That would make me happy, because then I would know that you did your job. And I think it would make the people happy to know that you did your job, and that's why you're holding back all the vouchers. So that's my point.
Kristen?
Kristen Bryant from Bellevue. Thank you again for the chance to address you again tonight. I had asked about this voucher issue at one point and was told that the city pays, I don't know if it's all, possibly all or most of those claims, automatically, electronic fund transfer. There's not a wait for them to be approved, but that the process is that if there is something like more than a 30-day delay, then the city has some period of time after that to go back and collect that money back if it were not approved for some reason. So I'm confused, and I'm concerned that the statements about bills being delayed because a couple weeks waiting on a consent agenda is actually misleading information. I understand that the bills are being paid. So thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to? Bob?
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. I did have some notes I had jotted down. I was going to make remarks. I'll set those aside because I hadn't expected the actions by the developers. I 2 years ago, I don't think I would be saying this. Thank you. I want to give thanks to Brian Ross, and thanks. I want to thank his legal support. You know, I would have had trouble with that. As most of you know, I headed up an organization called Toward Responsible Development, and our purpose was to legally see what we could do to hold the to work against the what we thought were the excesses of the developer. We worked hard. I think the developer changed in some respects the development. We ultimately lost in court. There were contracts made with the city of Black Diamond. We have the MPD and we have the development agreements. Now what I think we have to do is legally make sure that the developer and the city are following those contracts. Illegal actions to try to form your concept of what the development should be can't stand. And I really do applaud what you've done here. I would also urge you, I'm probably using the wrong words here, but look into the tortious interference by some of the outsiders in, with those contracts.
Is there anybody else wishing to? Christine.
Christine Hansen, Black Diamond. Yes, I was on the council when the MPDs were passed, and I was one of them that passed them, along with four other council members, and I am proud to say that I was part of that. It's one of the best written master plan developments and development agreements in the state of Washington, and yes, I do think that the state of Washington needs to do more for the urban areas with traffic. I think they spend too much of our tax dollars everywhere else but here. And I also want to thank Appoint and your staff for bringing legal action against Pepper, Weber, and Morgan. I wish citizens could have done it a long time ago. You know, we've looked into trying to get you three recalled. And it was such an exorbitant amount of money the citizens to pay that we have to just wait it out until we can vote you out. And every 4 years, you know, you think you're going to get a new chance and change things. And then you get voted in and you realize, shit, there's something called the law. God, I can't do that because I have to follow law. And you have to follow law, you guys. And thank God that there's people that are going to put a break to your irrational thinking.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close this public comment period. Do we have an executive session? I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.